This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I always add that educational odyssey because mostly what we do is we try to educate people about all of the benefits. And we try to be real about CBD mostly, and we do talk about cannabis as well. Joining us today, and I'm so excited because there's a brand new venture happening. Four former senior staffers at High Times Magazine have partnered with Northwest Leaf Magazine to launch Northeast Leaf, which will be a free monthly print magazine focused on the growing cannabis communities and businesses in the eight states of the region: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, right here in Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine will be represented. And joining us today is one of those four senior staff writers, and I am so excited to have Danny on the show today because, Danny Danko, you have been involved in this movement for so many years, and what a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Frankie. Thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on the show.
So, before we go into the new venture, Northeast Leaf, can you fill us in on what COVID has done for the cannabis industry? And give us kind of a state of the industry right now, because you've had your finger on this pulse for a very long time.
Right. Well, the one thing that it's done is it's deemed cannabis as something that's essential, which is very interesting, because I don't think if this happened 5 or 10 years ago, we'd be in the same place. So that's interesting. It's also changed the way we consume cannabis. Obviously, people aren't, you know, passing around paraphernalia and sharing in the way that we used to. And I think as far as the industry goes, it's really shaken out a lot of the, you know, Johnny-come-latelys, you know, the people who are just interested in making a quick dollar off of cannabis. And it's really sort of solidified the community and the culture in ways. And so it's interesting. I feel like we're in a very interesting moment here, obviously, you know, with the virus, but with what happens when the virus is gone and where we're at that point. And I think cannabis will come out on top. I think, you know, people understand that it helps with stress and it helps with trauma, and a lot of people are traumatized and stressed out, and cannabis is helping them, as opposed to something like, you know, alcohol and opiates and pharmaceutical drugs and nicotine and things that are far more harmful. So I do think that, you know, cannabis is, you know, is shining at this time.
And I think that in many states it was extraordinary that the dispensaries were opened. And the truth is, many people should not be denied cannabis for their ongoing medical issues, and many people have used cannabis to kind of be able to deal with the pandemic. There's been some controversy, though, about using the cannabis during the virus would not be a good idea. And it's still, you know, half the doctors we've talked to say, no, please don't do it. The other half, well, they're not really sure. I know that there's some exciting research in Israel with COVID and cannabis, but none of that is out right now. So I just thought, just some of your thoughts about it.
Yeah, well, you know, there are different ways to use cannabis aside from, you know, combustion, which includes edibles and tinctures and things like that, that, you know, people with compromised immune systems or respiratory illnesses can use, in that way to calm themselves without potentially, you know, putting themselves at risk. And I think there's also been a tremendous interest in people growing their own cannabis because they want to know that, you know, there aren't pesticides and that it's grown cleanly. And also, you know, just because of access, you know, in some places people do have access to dispensaries, you know, in a drive-by manner or in a delivery manner or some type of social distancing. But at the same time, there are people who are just staying home. And I think the idea of, you know, putting up a grow tent and the light and growing their own cannabis and having, you know, a nice amount every 3 or 4 months or so is very appealing to people who are basically locked inside. So, you know, I think, you know, people also need to understand that, like I said, there are different ways to consume cannabis that don't always involve, you know, lighting it on fire. And that's important for people to know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That being said, the state of the industry, obviously you wouldn't be doing this new venture, but tell us about the state of the industry right now.
Well, it's interesting. Like I said, I think there's a lot of people who in the last couple of years decided that, you know, cannabis was going to be their get-rich-quick scheme. And then there's a lot of people who are the true believers that are in this for life. And I think the virus has really separated those two because, you know, it's really shaken out some of the people who are, you know, only interested in profit. And the businesses like Northwest Leaf, who we partnered up with, they have magazines in Oregon, California, Alaska, Maryland. They're actually expanding even in the midst of this crisis. And I think, you know, the companies that see that opportunity will pounce on it. But the ones that, you know, the corporations that are really, you know, struggling right now, you know, they're going to see that, you know, you have to be in this for the long haul. And eventually we will pull out of, you know, this crisis. And who's left standing, I think, are going to be the companies that, you know, that stayed true to their roots and, you know, really provided good information. And, you know, what's great about this is it's free to the public. So the magazine itself, you know, the money we make from advertising rather than selling the magazine. So, and I know that advertisers are definitely and desperately trying to reach the public, and there aren't that many ways to do that.
Yes. I want to talk about something that has been affecting all industries, not just the cannabis industry, but it seems to be when you go to trade shows, the lack of diversification in the owners and the people that are running some of the major companies is blatant. And it's a lot of white men in suits, a few women scattered, and a few minorities. And do you see that changing? Do you see that we are going to be more inclusive in this industry?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so, and it's changing, but far too slowly. There are, you know, social equity programs in place in many of the legal states, but they're not working the way that they should. You know, people are, in some cases, sort of taking advantage, finding someone who, you know, would benefit from the social equity and basically using them as a front for a business. And that's not really what the program was meant to do. It was meant to make a level playing field for people who were disproportionately affected by the war on drugs. And so in some cases, it's working. I recently interviewed Chris Ball from Ball Family Farms in Los Angeles, who is a recipient of the program, and even he said, you know, for every success, there are, you know, dozens of failures in that program, and he's one of the successes. So I do think we have a diversity issue in our industry. I think, you know, there's several different reasons why that's the case, but really we do need to diversify, and that includes people of color, the LGBTQ community, seniors, yeah. veterans, you know, a wide variety of people who could benefit. And like you said, we have a very narrow vision of what's going on right now as far as diversity goes in the industry.
Absolutely. So when we come back with Danny, we are going to talk about this new venture. And how exciting is this? Danny Danko is our guest today. He's former executive at High Times, and he's now part of the Dream Team of Northeast Leaf Podcast Magazine Media. And when we come back, we will...
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we have been talking about the industry in a very honest and frank conversation with Danny Danko, who is an ex-High Times writer, part of the dream team now of Northeast Leaf, which will be doing lots of exciting things, including a magazine. And Danny, tell us a little bit about this new venture, and when does it launch, and all those good things. And welcome back.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. As you mentioned, I was at High Times for almost 20 years as a senior cultivation editor and writer, and so it's very exciting for me to be part of print media again. And basically, we are printing Northeast Leaf magazines starting in September of 2020, and it's a monthly free magazine that we're doing for the region. I'm actually from New England. I'm from the Boston area, grew up in the area, and now living in New York, you know, for the last 25 years or so. And so I'm very excited to be back to my roots in the Northeast, where, you know, there's a very unique and thriving cannabis culture and industry and community. So Northeast Leaf, you know, we have our website, nleaf.com, and we have all our social media as well, and we're very focused on being a voice for the community and for the industry of the Northeast as things are rapidly changing here in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey are all in very, close proximity, and all also trying to figure out how they're going to move forward on an adult use law, not just medical marijuana, but what they call recreational or adult use. So things are changing rapidly, and we want to be here on the ground as those things happen to report on them and to let people know what's going on and, you know, teach people also about cannabis. We are for the novice and the beginner, as well as the connoisseur and aficionado, and especially the patient.
So what's the, tell everybody, for people that may not know, what High Times was for the industry and is. It's just such an extraordinary, and it's been around for how many years now? Oh, my gosh. Oh,
45 years, yeah. High Times
45 years! Oh, my God, I didn't realize it was that old.
Yes, wow. High Times started in 1974, when the first issue came out, and basically, you know, at the time, it was really the only way to find out, you know, the truth about cannabis. When the government was lying, when, you know, there was very little information, you'd have to dig around in the library to find anything accurate or valid. And High Times was there, you know, as kind of the magazine of the outlaw. You know, not, you know, we prefer the word outlaw. And, you know, there was a lot of outlaws in the 70s, and then going into the 80s, High Times, you know, again, you know, during the Just Say No era, was one of the only voices saying, "Hey, let's reconsider this a little bit. The war on cannabis has been devastating, and you know, we tried to be a voice for that, and also to encourage people to grow their own as well, because that's also a political act. You know, every gram that you produce is, you know, a peaceful weapon in, you know, resisting prohibition, and I think, you know, the legacy of High Times is that it was that voice. And, you know, it's the brand that I love. It's a brand I dedicated my life to. Unfortunately, you know, due to COVID and due to them sort of pivoting away from print media and with more interest in, branding dispensaries and things like that and actually touching the plant, So this opportunity with Northwest Leaf to do Northeast Leaf is really exciting for me to be back in print media, and especially with a free magazine, rather than when you have to convince people to purchase, which is very difficult to do in this day and age.
It certainly is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. I was just listening, flipping on the radio the other day. I was actually in the car doing a quick errand, and an older gentleman who runs his own little easy music was talking, and he said, my mind was blown away by what he said. He said, you know, I just, it came out of the blue in between songs, and he said, I only wish all of the people that are in prison for smoking marijuana and having cannabis could be released so there could be room for the real criminals.
Yeah, I thought that was 100% right.
Yeah, loved it.
It's
loved
100%
that statement.
True. Yeah, I mean, the fact that there's people in Colorado, in Massachusetts, in legal states on the West Coast that are in jail for something other people are becoming millionaires from right there in the same state is just crazy. And we really do need to fight to release those prisoners immediately. Any nonviolent cannabis offenders should be immediately released, and anyone with who is already free but has that on their, on their record needs to have that expunged. And so these are very important to us. You know, home grow is very important, and social use once we're out of, you know, our isolation, I think is very important as well. And, you know, access for veterans, access for seniors.
Absolutely.
You know, that are just no-brainers. And also, you know, with that home grow, it allows for the mom and pops and the co-ops and the smaller businesses to actually compete with some of these larger dispensaries and vertically integrated companies. So I envision, you know, a future legal landscape where, you know, you can go to the dispensary and pick up cannabis, you can grow your own cannabis, or you can go to a farmer's market and get a jar from something locally grown and small batch farmers produce.
Right. There's so many issues. There's so much that needs to be shared with the world about this plant. And for many coming to the table, it doesn't matter if you're late or not. Just getting to the table is important, and it's an answer, in my opinion, for so many things, including the opioid crisis that we are experiencing in this country at ridiculous numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. And as the late, great Jack Kerouac said, if you replace opiates, alcohol, nicotine, even sugar in your life, and especially pharmaceuticals as
well,
that's
right.
You can add 10 years to your life, 15 years to your life, and you'll have a better life. And I urge anyone out
there
who has friends or family members that are suffering, consider cannabis as an alternative to those things, and you will see improvement. And CBD plays
a
role
pleasure.
In that as well.
Absolutely. Danny Danko, wow, thanks so much. Come back soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Frankie. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and we'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It is Frankie Boyer, and This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us is none other than prolific author, physician, researcher, Dr. Cass Ingram. The Hemp Oil Miracle is one of his books, The Power of Raw Whole Food Hemp for Your Better Health. Dr. Cass Ingram, if you wouldn't mind, you haven't done this in a while, and we love when you do this. If you can go back to ancient times and how this plant has been used routinely, because you write about it in this magnificent little book, The Hemp Oil Miracle, and you write about the history of hemp. I mean, many of us had no clue that this was used for eons and thousands of years.
Well, you have the Neolithic carvings or paintings from about 10,000 BC where it shows that they were farming the hemp and using it as a drug. And the ancient Chinese were using the seed and the plant medicinally, of course. You had the Turks about 10,000 BC, the Mongols, who were raising the seed and using it as a gruel for sick people to get them to recover. It had so much nutrition. You have your Scythians about 800 BC, 500 BC, who used to take the more hemp, the more cannabis type hemp, the more marijuana type, and they would throw it on hot rocks to then go into a wild frenzied dance as they inhaled the fumes. So obviously that plant was powerful at the time before we hybridized it and manipulated it and kind of messed it up. And you have, of course, the Islamics and the Greeks who made a anesthetic from from hemp would be almost like the hashish type. And that anesthetic they used for surgery. They weren't getting high on it or something. They used it as a drug to sedate people so they couldn't feel the knife. They couldn't feel the surgical. Then you had the Indian people who used it as a therapeutic aid, but they would also kind of get a little bit hallucinatory. They would overuse it on purpose, and they would put it in milk. They called it bong with other spices. But mainly they used it medicinally, Ayurvedic use, such that the British physicians, you know, they conquered India, right? They found the Indians using it. They began doing clinical studies on hemp back in about 1840. And that led [S2] Wow. [S1] To the cannabis indica in every doctor's bag back about 1880 to 1930 until it got banned. You know, they even banned the drug, right? So that's kind of the history in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yes. So what is hemp oil? Make the distinction for us, please.
You have hemp oil either from marijuana or you have it from hemp, industrial hemp, and what that is the resin. The resin and the cannabinoids, terpenes, all the different aromatic compounds. You're taking the oil fraction out of the plant. Now that could be done by soaking it in alcohol. You could soak it in olive oil. There's a fatty layer or a fatty component. And it's not the seed. Forget the seed. You can press the seed and make an oil. That's different. This is the plant itself or the flower. It could be done with hexane. This is common now. Butane gas, propane gas, and other petrochemicals. You use those to extract out the oil phase. Or CO2, which is carbon dioxide, which is harmless. That's the best one to do. Now, that's kind of how it's done. But if I had hemp growing in my backyard, I'd soak some of it in some olive oil even, just to get the layer out and just use it on my salads. But we don't have that law allowance yet. We should have it. Why shouldn't we have hemp? It's been here since the beginning of the human race and God-given plant. Nothing wrong with having some and growing this in the backyard. And you know, you can overdo the smoking. We're not talking about smoking, right? We're not talking about medicine. So I'm not a smoker. I'm not going to smoke anything. If somebody said, here, get your right. by cigarettes, or I say, no, I don't want to get my hemp that way. I'll throw it on the rock and burn it. Yeah, so I'll inhale it like they did in the biblical. We can't forget the Old Testament. They used to use the hemp as an anointment. They used to anoint the kings with it, with myrrh and frankincense. But they kind of did it as a medicine, not so much as like a ritual or anything. You know, it has a history.
And what is CBD? Tell us because there's so much.
CBD is an artifact. CBD by nature is propane extract, the hexane, butane. There's 1,000 chemicals in hemp, and one of them is the cannabidiols, about 80 different cannabidiols, and so the CBD purveyors are extracting that. Some of them don't, but mostly they do. Right? They want to get that CBD and claim a high milligram level to bamboozle the consumer, and the consumer is an easy dupe. It'll go in and say, I want 1,000 milligrams or 500 milligrams. They have no idea that they're going to make their body worse. Because for 10,000 years, hemp has been used as a whole food. Now, all of a sudden, the propane extractors have convinced us that we should do CBD. Not true. When the study was done by the Israelis, they found that CBD made the patients worse, long term. Or, at the minimum, it didn't do anything. But if they gave them the whole food form, it was an anti-pain, anti-inflammation, because that's what it is. It shouldn't be. Even we know from Victorian times, they made a mistake. They thought they knew what they were doing, so they did this refined ethanolic extract, not too dissimilar to what we do today, thinking they could make a standardized drug and profit off of the CBD or off of the hemp. So they made cannabis indica, but it kind of fell out of favor because of the efficacy profile. Whereas if they would have just taken the whole food hemp, we could do that with CBD, you could do it with olive oil, you could just do the whole resin. I'll tell you the difficulty of getting the resin. If you would do the whole thing, it would work. You'd have a mild anti-inflammatory, you'd have some anti-pain actions, you'd be having anti-addiction actions, you'd be having neuro-regenerative, you'd be anti-seizure, you'd get glaucoma, it's effective. Insomnia, it's extremely effective. You'd get some significant clinical results, but you're not getting it now because you're using the miserable CBD, refined one. Now, here's the deal. In the Victorian times, it fell out of favor because the ethanolic extract messed up the profile. Okay? It's a sensitive, delicate plant. In the old days, they used to just take a bunch of people and make them run naked through the field, and the resin would collect on their skin, and they would scrape it off and make a ball and sell it in the market in India or in Mongolia. They didn't know anything about refinement. They didn't know anything about CBD. They didn't know anything about using propane gas. We lost it. We're done. I mean, there's one company at least doing it right. You know, we both use their hemp and all PM for insomnia. It's the crude extract.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But it is so difficult to get. They have to jump through hoops to get a company to confirm and to prove that they're not going to do propane or butane or ethanol or hexane. It's difficult. You know, it's unfortunately the standard of the care, as they say.
And so we're talking about something. It's called raw hemp oil. It's called Hempanol is the brand name.
And we don't care who makes it, whether Hempanol or Joe Schmo. The thing is, it's got to be CO2 extracted. Then that's it. No ethanol, no hexane, no acetone wash, nothing. No propane gas, never. 30%. The propane people told me, God bless them, they're trying to do what they can do, but I'm not going to take the product. The propane guy says, 30% of all the hemp oil on the market, all the CBD is us. We make it. Propane, that's what you use to fuel a golf cart or an RV or sometime you take out for a picnic or whatever. It's a poison. It's a petrochemical. Come on.
So
hey, if I told you that...
So this raw hemp oil is very different than the way in which it's made. And I'm going to let you tell us more about that when we come back from a quick break. The hemp oil miracle... Dr. Cass Ingram, CassIngram.com. You can find out more about it. You can get the book. And for this raw hemp oil, Hempanol, is the best place, or oreganol.com, oregano with an L, sells it, and I love it myself personally. We're going to take a quick break. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oreganol P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Dr. Cass Ingram joins us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's a physician, researcher, author of over 30-plus books, and one of his newer books is called The Hemp Oil Miracle, The Power of Raw Whole Food Hemp. This is different than anything you have ever known or heard of before. It's raw. It's whole foods. And you and I all, we all know that whole foods are the best way to go. And you even have recipes in this book, Dr. Ingram.
Yeah, I mean, the best we could to how you can use it. But the main thing to know is there's two kinds. One with the oregano. So you add in the power of the oregano as an anti-inflammatory and anti-pain, anti-infective agent. There's a hempanol-oregano combination. They're both raw, by the way, raw CO2. And then the other one is without the oregano, without that little harsher taste. Then the third happens to be this PM that we both love, and we're both a couple of terminal insomniacs, and so I take the hempanol.
Are we ever? PM. Oh, my there. God, that hempanol PM is pretty...
Mind running
yeah,
all over
yeah,
the place.
It absolutely, absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
I'm a much more enjoyable person. I like life because at least I don't have to wrestle with the bed. And,
right.
I've been an insomniac. How do you think I wrote 30 books? Sometimes I'll wake up and at 2 in the morning and I'll just write for 2 hours and then go back to sleep, whatever. But now I don't have to sweat it as much.
So what happened, how did we go from cannabis, as you were sharing with us, the history that you write about in the Hemp Oil Miracle, this extraordinary plant going from being in doctor's bags, being used
right.
medicinally, how did we go to that, to getting rid of everything that had to do with hemp, even the CBD, even the hemp fields, which had no THC, no hallucinogenic properties, everything was destroyed. Everything
yeah.
was destroyed.
Well, you had the
Why?
Cotton boys, you had the paper mill people, you had the nylon people, you had DuPont, and you had a free thinker like Henry Ford making a car body from hemp, but there wasn't enough. What happened?
Oh, and he did a cereal.
Yeah.
Kellogg did a cereal made of hemp, by the way.
Did he? See, there weren't enough,
yeah.
like, influencers in the government, so the big monopolists just got the government to wipe it out. That just shows you that we don't... I don't know what's going on with the world. It's like serving the devil or something. Nothing good seems to happen unless just individuals do good deeds. But they did the evil to us because hemp should have always been here. From the 1930s, it was a big crop in the United States. And
yes.
We've lost trillions of dollars for farmers, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have been so... when did you realize the power of this raw food hemp?
Well, because I took CBD and it made me feel like I didn't want to move or budge and... It had a negative effect on me. So
yeah, me too.
So I
yeah.
said, well, it can't, because the literature shows positive. How could this be? I mean, the ancient literature. So I procured a kilo of the crude extract, the CO2 crude, and I had good results. It helped my creativity, increased my writing skill. Now I write endlessly. It did something to my brain positively, because now I can write the guts of a book in a month. Maybe it's not perfect. Probably needs some editing, but at least, you know, I don't have the mental burnout that I had before I started the crude hemp. It's something about neuroregeneration. What they call it is, we call it neuroplasticity, where there's better communication between the neurons. And that's the raw extract that works that way, not the CBD. Yeah.
The raw. And you write about it in this book, yeah.
The raw material crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's not altered. And it's like a worm. If you take a worm and put it on a sidewalk, that's CBD. If you take the worm and leave it in the soil, that's the raw stuff. So you want the squiggle to get into the brain, cross the blood-brain barrier, and work with the stem cells for nerve. This is the beta caryophyllene and other terpenes that are there. But I think you should take the hempanol. I don't think you should play around. You're going to pay, well, maybe a little more, but you'll get the results, and then what the hempanol is, you don't have to use it all the time. You use it, it does its job, and then you can pull back and use it occasionally. And that's how it should be with a medicine. Like the animals, they eat something, and they feel cured, and they don't go back and eat it every day, right?
So. Right. Exactly. I mean, when a dog has a stomach...
He was a hardcore OxyContin addict. So all we did was we gave him hempanol super strength, the one with the oregano. He'd been on the OxyContin for 40 years. He got off. He never went back.
I was just saying, when a dog gets sick, they go and find grass. You know, if they don't have a good stomach or they ate something, exactly, it makes them, you know, do what they need to do to get it out of their system. And this hempanol comes in a couple of different forms. It comes in liquid and it comes in capsules. Both are outstanding.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah,
you
they
do the,
are.
The
and
tinctures.
I mean, it's made my life better. It can do that for you, where you would take the hempanol PM if you're having, you know, even if you don't have trouble sleeping, maybe you want to push yourself into a deeper REM sleep and then be able to wake up a little earlier. Now, I mean, I can get up sometimes at 5 and 6 and work on my books and do my editing. Before, I couldn't do that. I'd just hit the alarm and go back, whatever.
Right.
I can do more intellectual capacities. Would you like to write a screenplay, maybe? You want to do a movie? Maybe you want to write a novel? Maybe a nonfiction book? Maybe you want to travel the world and be intellectually savvy? Maybe you want to learn a language? Use the hemp. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How to speak
we're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time, Dr. Cass Ingram, the hemp oil miracle, hempanol. And thank you for being with us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We hope that you get something out of the show because we try so hard to educate us all about the benefits of this full plant. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.